in Power Hour Nation. Anything happen this weekend? Anything? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I had to just laugh for a second. It's going to be quite a probably serious and somber broadcast. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Can you imagine if you went in a coma a couple weeks ago and then you woke up this morning and saw what was going on? It may make you want to go back to sleep or at least, you know, wake up a little late or something. Wow. Wow. Wow is all I can say. Uncle Kevin is joining us. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
It is a great day in America.
Even though the coronavirus is out there, still a great day.
Well, it's always been out. The coronavirus is like a
distraction.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
The COVID-19, this is a different variation, but coronaviruses have been out for a long time.
Yes.
This morning, we're going to try to put some context into what we're seeing. We have, later on in the hour, we got Kelby Smith from His Advocates. Hadn't been on in a while.
We love Kelby.
It'd be real exciting to talk to him, see his perspective. And he's out in California. You know, it's always good seeing what
somebody alive talking in California.
Somebody who's awake. There's a lot. You know, when I used to do, prepper shows, food storage, mm-hmm. You know, there's was it Carlsbad? I think it's Carlsbad.
That's where they have the motocross.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of, you know, Patriot awake people in California.
Yeah, in the upper
half. Lot. No, this is in Carlsbad. It's in, no, it's in.
Is that north? Is that southern?
No. Yeah, it's in Southern California. Okay. But there's just so many, the central cities are just so, anyway, who cares, Mike? We're not going to get into that. We're going to get into the news and then Kelby. Here's a word. That was said. If you haven't heard the interview with Crypto J last week, what day was it? Wednesday? Was it Thursday?
Thursday, maybe.
I should know these things before I get here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you got to touch the coronavirus.
No, stop.
Blanks you down.
Stop it. I didn't sleep very good this weekend. I didn't sleep very good last night. I have been on the phone nonstop. I mean, everybody and their brother's been calling me, wanting to know what I know or what the deal is or this and the other. Talked to a lot of my family members. My in-laws, the one in-law I talked to, which I enjoy talking to them, the rest of the in-laws, I haven't said not a word to them about anything. I'm just wasting my breath. I don't even want to hear it.
They'll be coming around here in a couple weeks.
Whatever. I know that. I care about them, but that's not, I don't want to give that impression, ladies and gentlemen, but I just can't even go there with them. I don't know.
You got too much on your plate.
Here's the phrase that I want to talk about. I apologize. For those of you, you've been emailing and calling us about giving out the number. You got a pen and paper?
There you go.
Write this. Go get a pen and paper. And here in a minute, I'll give the number. So get a pen and paper, then you get the number. For a lot of old-time listeners, you know, we switched over and you don't have the new number. I'm going to give the number. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your perspective. We don't want to be in a vacuum here. We want to get your participation and hear you. But the phrase that Crypto J said was the rehypothecation of money. Remember that term, the rehypothecation of money. And you start to break this down. What does that mean? What is money? How would you define money, Kev?
Let's see.
Not joking. Just, I mean, how would you define, for real, how would you define money?
An issue of something. It's too early.
ladies and gentlemen, we haven't got a lot of sleep.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
This is important stuff. Money is a mode of exchange.
Right.
It's a mode of energy. It's a symbol of energy. That's you know, more or less, that's why it's so evil when you got fiat money and you can make it out of thin air and you can do all that, because now you're taking energy, you're taking people's viability, and you're basically making it worthless. For centuries, the viability and the ability to produce of people has certain set, almost constant value. I mean, almost constant value over time. You know, you look over the past 100 or so years, the Federal Reserve System in America, you know, specifically America,
has destroyed it.
It's almost destroyed it.
Yeah.
Because your labor and your work, you can't outrun the printing press.
Nope, can't do it.
And they can buy you now, and now with the immigrants and whatever, and I don't want to hear your stupid emails about immigrants. I'm not ragging on immigrants. I'm a little testy this morning. I apologize, but this is important. I'm not ragging on immigrants. I'm ragging how they're being used against us and they brought in here, the lower the wages and whatever,
and they can use a great job doing it.
They can use the money to now
destroy America,
destroy your energy, your viability, your creativity, your dominion.
Mm-hmm.
So the reapothecation of money is the reapothecation of energy. It's the reapothecation of labor. It's the reapothecation of value in this world. Okay, now I'm going to give the number. Hopefully you got your paper and pen by now. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You're free to call in. We're going to just be going over the news and going over this. You're free to call in. Love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. It's the reapothecation of your industry. The founding fathers, I've said this a few times, this is so crucial. And I felt so impressed to go over this, these kind of things this morning, because everything that we have looked at and thought at in the world is now being challenged and being tested and put under a stress test. And they want to break it. They, meaning the controllers and the wannabe controllers. The founding fathers theorized and hypothecated that there was a self-evident truth, that you can come to self-evident truths. Isaac Newton was one of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. We'll just focus on those two. Both of them had very different opinions about certain things, and certain things they were 100% in agreement. They both felt basically the three most important people that they knew, you know, beside the Messiah, was John Locke, Isaac Newton, and Sir Francis Bacon. Why was Isaac Newton so important? Isaac Newton came up with the theory about gravity, about those kind of things, that you can do experiments and you can, by observation, you can observe truth. What do we see now in what's called a post-truth world, or trying to be a post-truth world? What we're seeing with this virus, they're trying to take the emergency, the situation, the expediency of the situation, and to change truth. Our founding fathers hypothecated that they could observe by observation that mankind has been created by God, by the Creator, whatever word you want to use. I'm not trying to divide people. This is just logic. The Creator, you've been created by somebody. Nature's God. You can say nature. Okay, the God of nature has placed you here. So if the God of nature, go all the way back to Adam and Eve or whatever, just man sitting in the woods somewhere, he's been endowed with this ability to use his faculty and reason and imagination unlike all creation. There's nothing like mankind. Some divinity, some spark, some something has been put in mankind. This is all the stuff that they thought about. Then at that position, that point, nature demands that certainly the wolves aren't going to raise man. The bear ain't going to raise man.
Ain't going to do it.
Mankind has to be raised by their own ingenuity, their own talent, their own ability to reason. Not on instinct so much as a wolf or a bear, but on reason. So then mankind in that situation has the ability, or not only has the ability, must use the ability for their own survival. So that nature has mandated that mankind is placed here on this earth and has been given a certain amount of reason and ability to then shape their destiny. This is all you. I don't know how you're taking this if you're listening. This is the core of what America is. And nobody talks about this. And I'm trying to give you the basis, because what we're seeing and all these news and these stories, they're trying to undo and uproot and take all this and create a post-truth world and a new hypothecation of money. What they're really hypothecating is mankind, reapothecating, or trying to. So our founding fathers said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What truth was self-evident that they realized? All men are created equal. Does that mean, that means created equal under the law? You know, I hear that all the time. Lawyers and government, blah, 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 blah. They all say, well, that means equal under the law, that we all could be judged equally under the law. That is nonsense. That may be a, That may be a true sense. That may be a true idea and a good idea. That is not what the founding fathers meant by that statement. What they meant was that we are created equal in our dominion. In our dominion of our possession. What is our possession? What is mankind's possession? Plop down here in the middle of the forest and they have a possession. What is that possession? They can reason, they can think, they've been given certain rights and certain abilities. And then their body itself. That they have dominion, they are created equal in their dominion of their possession. So they have their everybody, some are smart, some are dumb, some are short, some are fat, some are whatever. We're not, everybody knows we're not equal, we're not the same. Everybody knows everybody's not the same.
They try to make us.
Right, they're trying to make, that's what equality is, and social justice, and trying to get rid of all that individuality and all that creativity.
Yep.
How are we equal?
We're not.
No, how are we created equal? They believe this is a self-evident truth. We are only equal in our ability to direct our own life.
Correct.
That is it.
That's it.
That is what they meant in the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. I studied this. I spent a great deal of time. And nobody tells you this. Why is this important? Because then, from that point, you look at the land. So the land's out there. You're in the middle of the forest. Maybe there's a few of you. Maybe there's just whatever. And you see land. You see a lemon tree, a banana tree, an orange tree. That orange tree has zero value unless you use your God-given ability to enhance it. This is self-evident. That tree, the oranges will grow, they will fall from the tree, they will hit the ground, and they will rot in the ground. Unless what? You go up and use your dominion to pick the oranges. I mean, on its simplest face, just pick the oranges, peel the oranges, and eat it. Or stack them up and sell them, or whatever. There is zero value to you unless you exercise your dominion on that property. So why was private property so important? Private property is an extension of the dominion and then the inheritance that has been given to you by nature's God, by your creator. So why was private property so sacred? Because it represented the link and the divinity within you. So when you say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, notice it didn't say that they're going to make you happy. I'll make you happy. That's Lucifer's plan. You do what I say. I'll make you happy. That's the other self-evident idea. Nobody can make somebody happy. They have to decide that for themselves. And what is the only way they can decide it? By exercising the dominion and the individual capabilities that each one of us has been given. I don't know how people are taking this, especially on this morning. This is the most profound ideas and concepts we have ever seen in a political body, in a country, ever. Not even, you know, you can go back to the Mosaic Law. The Mosaic Law was amazing. It was a miracle. It did not go into the level of understanding and depth. It was just like, A here, A, B, C, D here, this is good, blah, blah, blah. What our founding fathers did in the Declaration of Independence, that's why I've said so many times, in some ways the Declaration of Independence is like the next step of the Mosaic Law. In some ways it's inferior, certainly. We have never seen a political document and then a government come out of this where people understood this and by law were then willing to codify it in the Bill of Rights. This is a miracle. This is beyond a miracle. There is nothing in your life, in this world, that is as valuable as the enforcement of that document. Nothing. My life, your life, Uncle Kevin's life, my children's life in this world is not as valuable as that document. Everybody listening, your life is not worth as much as what happened 250 years ago. The divinity and the link from the Creator and the covenant that was upon America was sealed with the blood of our founding fathers. and codified into law by the Bill of Rights. And since that time, those who would take from us, would use our dominion, have fought vigorously to then use that and to create a world where they now use that against us and come back at us and take our control and take our dominion and take the Bill of Rights away and break it. For them to enact what they have to do, they have to break that hedge. We don't understand it. Our children aren't being taught it at school. You can talk to 1,000 people. What I just told you, and I'm not saying this arrogantly, I'll just say it. I don't care. You take it any way you want to at this point. There's not one in a thousand people that can explain to you what I just explained to you. And to be honest with you, that freaks me out. So when they are reapothecating money, what they are saying is, now, the real value, the real dominion, they believed, our founding fathers, was in you. The real asset, the real thing to be protected, the real thing of intrinsic, eternal value was placed inside you by your creator. What this new system is trying to create is a reapothecation of energy, of money, of credits, of putting everything in a digital Borg. And now you are just part of that Borg, and the value has been reassessed and reapothecated to their new bearing, where you are a cog in the wheel, where you are a useless eater, where you are a user of the assets. That the world asset, the greatest asset, is the world. It's not you, it's the world. And so you have to be controlled, and so everything you do is going to be turned into a credit. And you're going to have credits to do everything you do. I know that sounded kind of kindergartenish. Everything you do will take a credit. Your breath, your water, your food, your orange tree in the back will all be digitized.
And have a value.
And have a value. And they got to do something. And back to this virus. I know we got a couple people waiting. Please wait. I will get to you. We got a couple of minutes before the break. What we're seeing with this virus, whatever it is, no question it's man-made. It's no question it's man-made. Please never forget that. Then the coordinated effort between governments, between corporations, between sports industries, between local level governments,
yeah,
between grocery stores,
huge.
Schools.
All-encompassing.
Almost all-encompassing, yeah. Almost, on these major levels.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the NBA to shut down. You got the NFL delaying things. And it's Major League Baseball shut
baseball
down.
That's incredible. Over what? Over an idea of it might a virus might be bad?
The level of coordination with this tells me, I don't have to know anything else, that this is an economic hit at the very least.
Right.
This is an attack to part of the reapothecation of money in this world.
Mm-hmm. That's at best, and at worst, global enslavement.
Right, that's at best.
That's at best.
That's what this is. Over the weekend on Sunday, unprecedented, the interest rate was 1.75, the Fed rate, emergency cut it to zero.
Zero.
What have we been saying? What is Gerald Salente on? What a different, the rates are going to be negative by the election, or zero or negative. Well, they're at zero now. They may be negative by the election. Yes. What does that mean? When you have negative interest rates,
you lose money.
That means your money that you have created with your ingenuity and your work and your labor has no value or has diminished value.
Diminished value.
Not no value. That's the wrong word.
Correct.
It has less than a stable meaning. If you just sit it in 100 years from now, it has no value. Because it'll be worthless.
Yeah, you'll lose it all.
You'll lose it all by inflation.
Yep.
Your labor, what you build, the stealing, the robbing of your God-given, unalienable rights is what we are seeing here. And we send our children to a school where they don't even know any of this.
No.
You know what the best thing about this virus is? You know what the best thing is? All these kids getting kicked out of school.
Yeah, they don't have to go.
They don't have to go to and be indoctrinated.
Yep.
The Dow has plunged 1,700 points this morning.
Yeah.
Gold, I've been told gold is going to about 1,000, maybe lower. Silver just went down.
Don't panic with your gold and sell it. Don't panic.
Hold on, stop. Let me be clear. We're not giving financial advice on any of this. This is just our opinion, and we're just talking about things we hear. So take it that way. This is not financial advice. We're not giving health advice. We're going to talk about another very important story on the other side. We're not talking about that either, or we're not doing that either. This is our opinion and what we're seeing and what we're being told. So go ahead. You, what are you doing, Kev, with your gold? You're just going to...
I'm going to just sit on it.
Yeah.
Wait it out. Because it's going to change. In my opinion, it's going to change and go through the roof down the road.
Well, that's I've been told that. But for the near future, it's going to go down to about 1,000 or maybe a little lower.
And that's what the globalists usually do. Stock market, they do the same thing. They run everybody out, then drive it up.
Then they buy it all.
Yeah, then they buy it all. Same with gold and silver over the years. If you go back and look at the way gold and silver has been manipulated, you see the same MO
pattern.
Over and over and over and over again. They crash. Everything is controlled.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you on the other side why I've been told that the gold is going to go down.
Well, good.
It's pretty. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty darn interesting, actually. We got about 20 seconds before the break. Callers, just stay right there. We'll get to you the other side. We're going to go over the news, some of these details of what's going on, the travel restrictions. Look, this is why I've told you what I've been told. I mean, I didn't even tell you two or three months ago how they said the third week of March, all hell's going to break loose in America.
And
I said, okay, whatever.
And it's not March Madness.
Yeah, it's not March Madness. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, your calls, Kelby Smith coming up later. It's great to be with you. Know who you are, and we are with you, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, you know, a pleasure, an honor, a responsibility, a weight. It's all of those to be with you, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm not working on much sleep, but where else would I rather be? Nowhere. Uncle Kevin feels the same,
I'm
sure.
I love it here.
Thepowermall.com is our website where we got all the great products. If you don't get these things from us, where are you going to get them? Because you need them.
I agree.
And one of the stories, huge, this is a massive story, and I hope we're going to get to it, about the colloidal silver. You remember I told you about toilet paper? All I could say, for me and my house, I am buying colloidal silver, and I'm buying extra, and I am stocking it, and there's a darn good reason,
yeah,
and
too.
I'll tell you on the other side. Frank Davis OptiVita Silver we have, and I love it, and it's fantastic, and it has a lot of studies with it, and I'm tired of people diminishing it in lawsuits and attorney generals in New York trying to tell me I can't have it.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that story
and
put it in context. We're going to put that in context. Well, hopefully not, but we're going to put that in context also. I got to make sure I write that down. That's a huge story. Gosh, I can't even tell you how big that story is and the ramifications and what it's telling me. I can't tell you right now, but I will hear in a little bit. Anyway.
I thought you looked like you were going to spit it out, but
I'm sorry.
You changed your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little all over the place because I'm really tired. I am. I've done a lot of research and thought, and how can we go over this morning? What can we say? What can mean something this morning? Because that's what we need. We need meaning. We need value. We need, ethics, and we need core beliefs. We need, foundational things right now. Because they are shaking the foundation, the very foundation of America and of creation itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be there to resist it and to hold on to something firm.
Correct.
So, anyway, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. There are tons of things there that I'm sure that you need and can use. Give Jay a call and go from there. We're working as fast as we can. We're shipping out pretty quick. We're obviously getting a ton of orders, and we're moving as fast as we can. And we're actually doing pretty good keeping up. So thank you so much for your support. We have a couple callers. Let's go to Bob. We got the Pastor Wright is on hold, but we'll get to him in a second. Pat, we got Bob in Kansas. Bob in Kansas, you're live on the Power Hour. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, guys. I want to make it quick and say three quick things about what's going on.
Okay.
And first one is China is putting their factories back on.
Correct.
They're moving back into Wuhan, and their factories will be up and moving next week. Second, the Chinese, Friday, accused America of all that business.
That was big. That's another big story.
Mm-hmm. That was about the fourth or fifth time they did it.
Here's why I think they're right. Because I don't know if you remember, they had the swine flu right in the middle of all this and had to kill off 70% of their hogs.
Yeah,
that's true.
They had chicken flu and killed off most of their chickens. So they've had three things. What are the odds on three things like that coming along at the same time?
Slim to none.
I didn't have a rat.
What's your third thing? I got two things. What's your third thing? This has been a very good call. Go ahead. What's your third thing?
All right. The third thing is America, well, it's going to get its comeuppance soon. But at any rate, I think they're making a power play to put the last bit of stranglehold on the people and give them the old mark of the beast treatment. That's what I think is getting ready to happen. And okay. Everybody pray hard and repent and whatever you've ever done and pray hard and live right and do what you can. That's all I can say, guys.
Well,
Thank you.
Bob, stay there. Bob, you there? Okay, stay there. I want to ask you a couple questions because that was a really good analysis you did there. You need to be here this morning. You can do this a lot better than me. That was a great analysis. America getting its comeuppance. Do you get the feeling there's been a veil of protection over America for a long time? You know, the old saying, God protects drunks, fools, in the United States of America.
Kaiser said that.
There's been a lot of truth to that. It's 100% been true. It almost feels like that veil is getting really thin, and we're starting to see kind of some holes and some cracks in that veil that a protection has been over us, and it's coming on us. Do you agree with that, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think rather than becoming a sweet savor to the Lord, I think we've become a stench in his nostrils.
Ooh.
And I think he's sick of it. And if you'll read back on one of the kingdoms of Babylon written in the prophets, it says Babylon was a golden cup in God's hand. Well, at one time, we were a golden cup in God's hand, our country. We were. I the only Christian country around. We did the most missionary work, true missionary work, and everything. And now we've turned into all this sin and filth and bad stuff. And, you know, it's been going on for 50 years. God ain't going to put up with it forever. I'd say before we try to get our Constitution going again, we better repent, get right with God so it'll be on our side.
Well, let me interject on that point right there. To me, they're the same thing.
Yeah,
they have exactly. they happen at the same time. It's the same thing. To real repentance is you start to recognize your position. And once you recognize your position to your creator, then you recognize your position with your fellow man. And then you start to recognize the law and what the Bill of Rights means. It's all the same. They're not separate. To me, they're all the same. But anyway.
Nothing will happen without repentance first. Period. Nothing will happen. Nothing. I'd like to get the Constitution back as bad as you do. But without these people repenting and changing their wicked ways, why, I don't see much of that chance of that happening. And I think right now it's maybe God's, like I said, we're a stench in God's nostrils at this point. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your call. Very good call. Bob had something to say this morning.
He did. He's fired up.
We got another call. I think it's Pastor Wright. Pastor Wright, it's been a while since I've talked to you.
Pastor Wright, my favorite pastor on the planet.
This is America's pastor right here.
Exactly.
It's only appropriate.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you're doing very good. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you. The last call was kind of interesting there. But, I was thinking as I was listening this morning and then also with all the things that are going on, people that listen need to be encouraged not to give over to fear, because that's what is actually sapping people of their energy and of their dominion.
You're so
right. Do you have 100%.
You're one of the best scriptorians I know. Do you have a couple scriptures you can share with us?
certainly do. Matter of fact, one is real good, and it comes out of the book of Job, and I don't think many people pay attention to Job and his issues and what really happened with him. But one of the things that Job said out of his own mouth in Job 3:25, he said, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me." So, I mean, fear has a bunch of negative energy, and if people don't stand against it, well, you know, that's what's going to come on you. You talk fear, you get in agreement with what these people are doing, you talk about shortages, about being sick, and so on and so forth, and you give your power away through fear.
How should I address these things? When I talk about the news, I battle exactly what you said. I know the power of that, but yeah, I still fall into that trap all the time. How should I report this or discuss these things?
I mean, you're reporting the things that are going on, and, you know, you have to tell them because that's what you're doing, and people do need to know what's going on. But on the tail end of that, we just need to be encouraged to listen. This is what's going on out there, and you paint the great picture of what's going on. You know, the struggle is going on, but we just need to be encouraged and say, listen, this is what's going on, but you have the right to have dominion over it, and that's going to come through whatever you get an agreement with, and you're going to get an agreement with either side by what you say. So if you say, you know, well, you know what, I'm going to get this virus, or I'm afraid of what they're going to do to me, the nation's going to fall, you know, we don't repent, you know, of course, that's another deal there because, we've talked about this before, that, you know, there's a corporate structure that's really in control of all of this stuff. It's not true America that's in control of it. And so, you know, they're not going to repent because that's who they are. They're demonic. And so, that distinction has to be made. But that's another, subject altogether.
Well, I think that's very important at this time because I think that I think we have an identity crisis in this country. And you can say repenting, you can say, you know, what is that? What does that even mean at some point? It means different things to different people. But part of that repentance or changing or whatever, we don't know who we are. To me, that's the real crisis here.
I agree with you. And that's what like, you know, your caller, last caller was great. He had some things to point out. But until people realize that it's not the Republic that's causing all this stuff, it's a demonic entity. So, I mean, whatever you want to call it, it's satanic, it's demonic, and it's not what real America stands for.
That is correct. 100%.
And until people on this land get that, you're going to be identifying with the wrong side. And, you know, no, I'm not trying to speak disparagingly of the previous caller, but most people don't know that. And they have to be told that. Then you can choose what side you're going to be on.
Well, see, you know, I didn't know how to start today's show, and part of that battle is kind of what you said. I don't want to sit here and, you know, talk about the things being shut down and this and that and blah, blah, blah. I don't like to I just don't like to go there. I have to at some level.
You have to tell it, though. You have to tell it. And there's nothing wrong with you, you know, bringing light to people and showing this is what's going on, guys, but here's where you stand. You have a choice to make. Are you going to roll over and play dead and let your dominion be taken away from you through fear? And all this are tactics of fear. That's the way Satan operates. In the Garden of Eden, what happened is when man fell, the first thing Adam said when God talked to him, he said, "I was afraid."
Wow.
And so Satan just uses that to manipulate man. That's what he's manipulating a whole nation right now. Through fear tactics. And the only way people are going to do anything about it is, first of all, you got to rise up. You got to know who you are, but you got to rise up and put your words against it. No, I'm not going to roll over and fall into that. I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to get the virus. I'm not going to run out. I'm not going to be forsaken. I will have what I need.
Let the weak man say he is strong. That's what the scriptures say. I am strong. I am healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so report. Tell us. Keep telling us what's going on. But, you know, the people have to realize, okay, this is what's going on. Now I know what I need to stand against. And the first thing I need to do is put my words against it and find out what God is saying, what my Creator is saying, speak against it and declare in my own life that I'm not going to fall prey to that. And then, you know, the other things like preparation and all that kind of stuff, what you need to do, those are our responsibilities. We have to do that. The first thing we have to do, we got to know who we are. We got to stand up against the fear.
Why don't you speak a couple good words to us? Why don't you declare something for us before you go, Pastor Wright, if you're so inclined?
Sure. Psalm 118, verse 6, is another good scripture, and it says this. Matter of fact, I'm going to read some scriptures around it, because we read this in church yesterday. I had a number of different scriptures that I had different people come up to the front and read. Yesterday,
Pastor Wright, ladies and gentlemen, for you that don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Covenant Love Christian Center there in a little outside of Dallas. Is it Fort Worth proper or what?
It's practically in Fort Worth, and it's in North Richland Hills, which is a part of Fort Worth.
North Richland Hills, if you ever want to check it out, or you can go to Facebook and check it out. You want a real preacher that's preaching about the Federal Reserve and about the Buck Act and about America and about... I mean, this is America's pastor here, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Listen to these scriptures. They're real cool. From Psalm 118. It says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord takes my part with those that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They surrounded me like bees, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them." I read verse 12. "They surrounded me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You have thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation." So anyway, just take what God said. He said, "I'm on your side. Those who would try to destroy you, that they can't do it unless you give them power to do it." And that's what it is. It's all about giving, whose side are we on, whose power we're going to recognize, and who are we going to give our power and allegiance to. And if we give it over to the Lord, he's going to tell us, listen, you stand up against that. Don't let fear rule you. I'm on your side. We have all these good things, Daniel, that you guys have been telling us over the years about the strength of America and when it began, the Declaration of Independence, and all these wonderful things. And people need to go back to those things. These men that put that stuff together, they wouldn't have done it if they were fearful people. They had to stand up against this foolishness. And it's more satanic than it is political, will ever be political. It's satanic. And it's a spiritual struggle between light and darkness, and the only way to deal with it successfully is to start out, first of all, knowing what you're dealing with. And you got to know who you are. You got to know who God says you are and know who he meant for you to be as an American on this land, and stand up for it.
Let me ask you another. That was beautiful. I mean, that was very inspiring. Thank you. Let me ask you, I hear a lot, and Bob kind of said this, and I'm not trying to put words in Bob's mouth, and I'm not trying to, you know, argue. I'm just having a discussion here. He said, you know, I would like to get our Constitution back, but we need to repent, but we need, you know, and I can see what he's saying. To me, I don't see any separation in them. To me, they're the Declaration of Independence. I mean, to me, you could fold it up and put it right in your Bible, to me. That's how important it is. You're a pastor. I call you America's pastor. I believe that. What is this law? What is the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence to us? I mean, where do you put that in terms of, I mean, how do you kind of reconcile that? It seems like we like to separate them. I don't think they're separated.
Daniel, when I look at what God did first with Moses, and if you just, you know, if you took the Ten Commandments, and it's interesting, we got, you talk about Ten Commandments and those first 10 deals of the Bill of Rights, but anyway, Ten Commandments, and you see what God did in dividing that up. He divided it up into the relationship that God had, that man had with God, and the relationship that we would have with one another. And the basic principles of that Mosaic law are in the Bill of Rights. And it's like I would have to agree with you that in principle, there's no separation.
That's powerful. I mean, you're talking.
I have to agree with you,
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to one of the best scriptorians I know. and one of the most wise or whatever. I'm not trying to kiss your behind, Pastor. You know how I feel about you. And he says this is who you are. This is what what are you fighting for? You're fighting for truth. What is the truth that you are fighting, or I shouldn't say fighting for? What is the truth you're trying to manifest? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. This is the truth that I don't care what religion you are, I don't care what denomination, I don't care where you are, I think if you're an American, you can agree with that. And if you can't agree with that, well, then, I don't have nothing to say to you. If there's so much division, what is it that we can agree on where we can all come together under this umbrella and under our dominion and our place with God? To me, it is that. Where else is it? That's why there is no separation. That's why I lead with this all the time. That's why I talk about it in terms of the scripture and how important it is and blah, 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 all this. And I ad nauseum, I spent the first 30 minutes. We have the world around us just changing right before our eyes. And I spent the first 30 minutes talking about John Adams and Thomas Jefferson in the woods looking at an orange tree or whatever and what this means. This is the essence of who you are. It is the very essence of who you are that Lucifer wants to change and take. And this political system that is trying to overcome, what is it trying to overcome? The truth. What is the truth it is trying to overcome? We hold these truths to be self-evident. It is the truth. The truth, you know the truth, and it shall set you free. Once you know this, you are free. We don't know this. So you talk about repenting or this or that. What is it that we have to repent of? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. What law have we forgotten? What truth have we forgotten in this country? What is the truth that will redeem us politically? We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That's it.
Right. And that's what Satan, Lucifer, that's what he's after, is stripping mankind of his freedom and making him a slave. And Jesus said, you know the truth, it'll make you free, just like you quoted, and if the Son has made you free indeed. So we have to stand for our freedom. That's where it starts. And there are other things that we need to do, but that's the foundation. We have to start with the foundation.
Pastor, we got another call I want to get to. I don't know if you want to hang on or maybe call back. Why don't you call back at the break? Kelby's coming on, too. Maybe we'll have you join with Kelby a little bit. I mean, you're on fire today.
I'll hang on.
Whatever you want to do, if you want to call back, you can call back at the break if that's easier. Whatever you want to do. I got to do a couple callers. So just
I'll hang
whatever.
On.
Okay. We got Box Holder in Pennsylvania. Box Holder in Pennsylvania.
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Hi, Daniel. Okay, look, I read my email from the American Minute today, and William documented every plague of the United States. And after every president or mayor of the city would declare a day of fasting, praying, and humility, the cases would slow down to nothing. And you really have to have William on. I mean, they said the plague in Cincinnati was so bad that after they declared the day of fasting and praying and humility, that you could actually see people kneeling in the streets. I'm sorry. I just,
wow.
No. Emotional. Yeah, William on. He documented every single plague. I had no idea we had that many plagues. I mean, we're talking 15,000 people in one city, you know, at one time.
Wow. Well, the power of prayer is, I mean, if any country in this world knows the power of prayer, it should be the United States of America.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just,
and I'm sorry, I get so emotional when I read it. I could, you know, you must have him on. He must tell you about
Well, we have William on quite a bit. We'll have him on again. I love this. I love what you're saying. We got about a minute and a half before the break. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want you to know that everyone that we give the bill right to for their refrigerator, they have put them on their refrigerator.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
I love that. I got to tell everybody. Go ahead.
That's been about 15 people.
Very good. I love it. It's very important. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else? Thank you so much for... Go ahead.
Definitely read about the plagues of America, and then you'll just say, oh, wow, we got this in the bag, you know?
If God be with us, who can be against us? If God is with us, who can be against us?
President Trump declared a day of prayer yesterday, and everybody I knew was praying.
Well, that's it.
Well, everybody who's listening right now, let's pray again. Whether
pray
you know,
with them.
If you want to meditate, if you don't believe in whatever, meditate on these things. Think about these things. Pray it. Those who pray, let's pray. Let's end this. Let's.
It's very powerful.
But I will also tell you that the kingdom of Babylon needs to shake. It needs to shake because we've let it get too entrenched. It's got to shake out.
Yep. It will.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Much, much more. Kelby on the other side and Pastor Wright. Hopefully he's still there. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.